Do you have to go so far as to portion everything? I know some people who are so efficient, they actually say, okay, here's my lunch portion, I'll freeze that, and I'll cut this out. This will be more of a dinner portion, and I'll freeze that separately. And do you have to go to that much trouble, or can you just take a chunk of the casserole and put it in an appropriate container and freeze it?
Well, if you're really good at portioning out, when you put that on your plate, you know approximately how much that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, portions are actually really important, especially if you are trying to control calories, if you're trying to make some efforts with weight loss, because we actually don't realize how many calories we consume until you really start to factor those up and add them up. So portion sizes are really important to help you keep on track with your nutrition goals. I just wanted to mention with the dairy food group, a serving or a portion of dairy is 1 cup of milk or yogurt and about 1.5 ounces of cheese. So one idea that I have for people is that if you are really interested in keeping track of your calories, there are lots of different online resources and you can download apps to your phone to make it super easy. But once you measure something out and enter that in, it calculates how many calories you've consumed. And I promise you, if you've never done this before and you're interested in kind of knowing, you will be very surprised because there are a lot of foods that give you hundreds of calories for a very small portion size. But then you have food groups like fruits and vegetables that you get a large portion and there aren't very many calories, which is why we encourage people to eat those. They fill you up, but they don't provide a whole lot of calories. So for those people who are interested in taking a look at their portions, the more you measure, the better off you are as far as healthy eating. And then you will be able to scoop out the casserole and know approximately how much it is. And if you are a dietitian, if anybody out there is listening, we all probably have those memorized because most of our world started with fake food models of educating patients on portion sizes. So
we're talking with Monica Nyman this morning. She is with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. We're talking about National Nutrition Month and what it means to you. Good ideas to carry with you through the remainder of March and through the remainder of the year. Let's talk about some ideas for a problem I have frequently. You're a dairy specialist. How do you take care of dairy foods that are about to expire?
All right, so we'll start with milk. If you have maybe a half a gallon of milk in the refrigerator that's approaching its date, you can make a pot of cream soup. I made the best creamy potato soup last weekend, and it had, you know, milk as the majority of the liquid in there, a little bit of chicken broth. We have a recipe for homemade macaroni and cheese, which my family absolutely loves. It just tastes so fresh and so good, and it has about 2.5 cups of milk in the recipe. So if you're interested in checking out our website, you can find that on there this month. Another thing I do for my kids at home, and they actually request these, are I make milkshakes out of about 1 cup of milk. I'll add some browning bananas, you know, the ones that sit on the counter that nobody wants to eat.
Sure.
And they just stare at you every morning. So I'll put those into the blender with the milk, and then I'll add a handful of ice and blend it up, and I call them milkshakes.
Okay.
Because they're milk shaken up with ice and banana. The banana sweetens it. So that's a really great way to use up some extra milk that you may have. If you have plain yogurt, you know, sometimes we buy that for a recipe, but then you only use about 1/2 cup. So if that's kind of just stuck in the refrigerator, you can make smoothies with that by adding frozen fruit and a little bit of ice in the blender. You can also add pudding powder to plain yogurt. Pudding powder to plain yogurt to sweeten it up and give it just a little bit of a sweet taste.
Okay.
And you can layer that with fresh fruit and make a parfait. That's kind of a new recipe that I stumbled upon.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
It's actually really good. So I was surprised. The last idea that I have is for cheese. I still encounter people that have never heard of freezing cheese. And I grew up with my mom buying cheese from the grocery store and just tossing it right into the freezer. And then when we needed it, she would pull it out. So I do that at my house. But I do run into a lot of people that say, I've never heard of doing that before. So if you want to preserve your, you know, the bags of shredded cheese that are on sale, you stock up on them, just put them in the freezer and you can just pull those out to use on top of tacos or casseroles or to put in soups. And if you have larger wedges of cheeses, you could either shred that and then freeze it or use that up in your casseroles or make a cheese tray. So those are some ideas to use your dairy foods before they expire in the refrigerator.
Well, I'll tell you something. You've just run into another person who's never heard of that before. And I never even thought of that, but I don't know why it wouldn't work, as
yeah,
you say.
It does work. I mean, I've been doing it my whole life, so.
Okay. Well, Monica, as usual, great ideas. Where can listeners find out more, though? Where can people go to find out more about National Nutrition Month and the St. Louis District Dairy Council?
Okay, so the St. Louis Dairy Council's website is stldairycouncil.org. We have information on this month's topic as well as lots of recipes, a few that I mentioned earlier. And we also have a variety of resources on there that are related to all things dairy that we offer to all of our service territory. Another website I wanted to mention was myplate.gov, and it has information on the food groups, the calorie levels that you need for your age and body weight on those portion sizes that we talked about, and just basic healthy eating tips. And finally, our Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics has a website that is eatright.gov. And this is a great resource for people who are looking for nutrition information related to a specific disease state. So, for example, if you have heart disease or diabetes or interested in losing some weight, the website eatright.gov has great tools and resources for you to use to accomplish your nutrition goals.
Okay. I understand that you have something that might help me. You have a guide that helps people shop for groceries.
We do. So last month was heart health. So we came up with DASH resources, which is Dietary Approaches to Stopping Hypertension. It's a meal plan that's been around for a really long time. And we have a grocery shopping list that can help steer you in the right direction as far as what foods should you be choosing. So the DASH plan is a very balanced eating plan. And this grocery shopping list allows you to pick things that you enjoy, that you like, that your family likes. And it just gives you some guidance on that. So if you're interested in a complimentary copy of that, you just need to send us your name and address, and we will mail that out to you. You can email us. Our email address is info@stldairycouncil.org.
Monica, that's a lot of information in a short period of time. We always appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Monica Nyman is with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. We talk to her every few weeks right here on Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. That's the Community Forum. I'm Todd Weinberger.